call.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Cooper. How are you? First time caller.
Oh, hey. Wow. Cool. Yay. Thank you, Tim. And I love it the first time you're calling, it's to complain, because we love to complain.
Exactly. It's more fun that way.
Yeah. So let's have it. What drives you crazy that people say?
Well, I've got a coworker, and I'm in the insurance business, and I won't say the actual name of the company that we're writing for, but one of the names in it is Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this particular coworker says, hey, why don't you call Bleep Summer and ask them? Summer, like the season. And she won't say ask, A-S-K, it's asked, A-S-T.
Asked?
Asked.
Asked she's like, Summer.
So why don't you call Summer and ask them?
Oh,
like,
no.
Dude, what? You know, and she's like, now I ask you a Pacific question.
Oh.
I'm like, what kind of question is that? About the ocean? What do you want to know? No, I'm asking you a Pacific question.
Well, ask me an Atlantic question instead.
You know, I'm going to try that. That's good.
And then we get bored. Ask her to ask you a Baltic question.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing she says, which is just freaking ridiculous. You know, what do you change the channels on the TV with?
The remote.
No, the remote.
Remote?
The remote?
The R-E-M-O-L-T. Remote.
Wow.
Now, remote.
Now, I'm from the South, and I talk with a little bit of accent sometimes.
Sure.
I'm from Charlotte. But, I mean, when she talks in there, if she has something, you know, that she wants to heat up, it's this silver foil thing. What's it called?
Well, it depends where you're from. If you're from America, it's aluminum.
Right.
But if you're from the UK, it's aluminium.
Right. But see, this person was born in Waxhaw.
Okay.
Waxhaw's like worse than Gastonia.
Hey.
He lives there.
I live in Gastonia. So okay. I live in Cramerton, if you want to really get down to it. You know, but nobody knows where Cramerton is, and Gastonia's just about as bad as us. So,
wait, so she doesn't say aluminum? What does she say?
Aluminium.
She does?
And does she use her mobile?
Yeah, she does have her mobile phone.
Does she really?
Yeah, her mobile, and then she gets caught behind a lorry on the way to her flat.
Yeah, oh, that's even worse.
Damn, that makes work fun, though.
It's just something to talk about. Yeah,
it's true. It does make work fun, because then you can walk over and just, you know, screw with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great day. Now, Warren, we love mispronounced words, because they make us laugh. What are some that really just maybe drive you crazy?
Well, there's a couple. The mispronunciation of towns that are near Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
It's Concord.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Concord. It's not the grape. It's the plane. And the other is hearing people call it Salisbury. It's not the steak. It's the town. It's Salisbury.
Salisbury.
Yeah. And Chad, thanks to that one night that you mentioned this, I constantly find myself now ending my sentences with, and everything.
Dude, you don't know how many times I heard that when I was in South Dakota.
All right, ma'am. I'll get this packaged up for you and everything.
Warren, you're not allowed to play with Chad anymore.
Not his dad, anyway.
Yeah, and Chad, you can't play with your father-in-law anymore.
And everything. And then, you know what the funny part is?
DeBris and everything.
No, he says and everything after every sentence.
Yeah.
His sister was there visiting. She says and stuff after every sentence. Yeah, we're going to go to the store and stuff. Then I'm going to talk to Anthony and stuff. And then
everything.
Cooper's coming over and stuff. So she says and stuff, and he says and everything. It's enough to make you just want to throw yourself in front of a moving train.
Good to be true. And when they speak to each other, what's that like?
So how are you doing and stuff? I'm doing pretty good and everything. Yeah, what are we having for dinner and stuff? Oh, I think we're having hamburger and everything. Yeah, I'm not exaggerating at all. This is my life when I go home to visit.
And you actually paid to fly a plane
I paid Christmas airfares to fly home.
Please take me with you next time. I'm begging
you,
please.
A
webcam.
Webcam.
We'll put it on YouTube. It'll be great and everything.
I'm begging you, please, and everything.
Y'all take
stuff.
A webcam and stuff.
Oh, man, that's hysterical. Because people wouldn't believe it, but you're not one to exaggerate and make stuff up.
No.
Wow. Oh, my God, I can't even breathe. Alex, help me. I can't breathe.
Alex.
Hello?
Hey. Alex?
Alan.
Oh, Alan.
Yes.
Yes, see, now, Chad.
Yeah.
Chad wrote Alex.
Right. Yeah. He's on strike.
See, he's on strike tonight. I apologize. He's got to slow down.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, my dad, he has prostrate trouble. He's always saying, I have prostate trouble.
Prostrate. So you lay down too much? Is that what you're saying?
I guess so. And also, where he said a while ago, he says pop. At home, they call it dope for a soda pop.
Wait,
they
pop.
Call it dope?
Really?
They call it, the old timers call it dope.
You're
because
kidding.
Coca-Cola used to have supposedly cocaine in it, so they call it dope.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, and they also, they'll say, well, he helped me yesterday, and that is help.
Oh, man, I've never heard that before.
Yes, and they also use, they'll say, well, they had a big fit, and it's a fight. You have to sit there and try to understand what they're talking about, but, you know, I come from Kentucky, and they have a lot of words like that that just don't fit the English language at all.
I mean, if my grandmother said that she wanted dope, I would be sure that she has old-timer's disease.
Right. Or you'd go out and get her dope because she's your grandma.
I would. I would do anything for her. I wouldn't know where to go.
Oh, right.
I'd call you.
Thanks.
My grandmother needs dope.
And I would call Chad.
You would call Chad, my grandmother needs dope. Can you call some of your heavy metal people?
I'll call my heavy metal people and stuff.
See if they can help my grandma and everything.
Right.
Let's finish every sentence with and stuff or and everything.
Let's not and stuff.
Yeah, let's do it and everything.
Hey, right. Joel and everything.
Okay. Hey, Joel, you there and stuff?
Yep, and stuff.
So, Joel, what are some of the words that people say that drive you bananas?
Oh, I have a friend. His name's Nick. And it's bad enough that we're from Minnesota. We struggle with the accent for people understanding us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was reading a book aloud one day, and chaos and orangutan were in the same sentence.
Oh, no.
It came out as orangutan and chose.
Orangutan and chose. What did he think it meant?
He doesn't know. He just said it. He just read it. That's what he thought it was. He didn't comprehend it. He just read it.
He figured this book is very sophisticated. They're using words I've never heard before.
Exactly. That's Nick for you. And we don't call him Nick. We call him Toonabee. And his nickname is Toonabee. We went to a car shop, and he was getting new exhaust for his car.
Mm-hmm.
And there's he was talking about getting this exhaust called Toonabee. And we had no idea what he was talking about. We've never heard of this company before. Until about 20 minutes after he first said it, we realized the exhaust company was called Toonabee.
Toonabee.
So that's his nickname. That's what we've been calling him for the past 5 years now.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's your name now.
Pretty much. That was his name, and that's what he responds to now.
I love that.
Well, it's better than be calling Arangutan.
I'd rather be Toonabee.
I bet you would. Oh, no. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Now, what are some words that people mispronounce and you're like, no, 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 no?
It's the town that I grew up in. It's Pallier. And, you know, being from North Carolina, you know, with Southern accents and everything, kind of like someone talked about earlier, putting the R in wash. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody calls it Pallier. And that's how it's spelled. It's P-U-R-L-E-A-R. So, you know, most people, they pronounce it Pallier. I'm like, no, no, no. It's Pallier. I'm like, how's it Pallier when there's an R in? I'm like, just trust me, it's
Pallier. The name of the town. I live here. I know.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this when I was on hold. I work for Lowe's corporate office.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll call people, and I'm like, I'm calling from Lowe's. And they're like, Lowe's? What's Lowe's? I'm like, it's Lowe's. You know, it's spelled L-O-W-E-S. Oh, Lowe's, yeah.
It's so funny. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I speak Southern. I'll interpret here.
Yeah, for real. And then I was, well, it's just that Southern accent you have, and I'm like, yeah, you're just picking up on that one?
I've only been talking for 20 minutes here, but okay.
Yeah.
It's that L-O-W-E-S.
I love it. Thank you, Brittany. That's great. That's so fun. Poor Brittany has to talk on the phone for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi.
Now, Joseph, Chad's father-in-law has trouble with the word D-E-B-R-I-S.
Debris?
Yeah. What have you heard people say?
My mom says debris all the time.
Your mother does?
Yes.
And do you correct her?
Well, she's kind of a word geek, so she just does it for fun. for no apparent reason.
Oh, okay. She's doing it to be funny.
1 second. Yeah.
Put her on the phone.
Yeah, put her on the phone right now.
Yeah, we've got to find out what she calls it. Put her on the phone.
Yeah.
Joseph, give her the phone.
Hello?
Give her
is
the
your
phone.
Mom there? Can we talk to her?
Well, she's upstairs sleeping.
Oh.
Wake her. Go wake her.
Yeah, wake her up. Tell her there's Debris on the phone.